This is Northwest News from KPLU. Beachcombing has become less joyful over the past year. An epidemic known as sea star wasting syndrome has devastated huge populations of starfish, especially on the West Coast. U.S. Representative Denny Heck has introduced an emergency act in Congress to respond to the outbreak. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
The syndrome was first noticed in Washington waters last summer and has spread rapidly. White lesions appear on the starfish, and they curl up, contort, and disintegrate. Professor Drew Harvell, a marine ecologist with Cornell University, says they're not certain what's causing it, but its impact is huge.
This is the largest underwater disease epidemic on our U.S. shores, stretching from Alaska to Mexico on our west coast and covering an unknown area on the east coast and involving over 20 species.
U.S. Representative Denny Heck, a Democrat from Olympia, has worked with Harvell to write legislation that would channel research dollars.
The working theory is that perhaps a virus is spreading because seawater is warmed up. But the fact of the matter is we don't know that for sure, and we need to find out.
The U.S. National Climate Assessment identifies the danger of increasing disease outbreaks with ocean warming. This August has just been confirmed as the warmest on record. Heck's Marine Disease Emergency Act would cover not just the sea star epidemic, but also set up NOAA as a lead agency and create funding mechanisms to deal with future outbreaks of marine disease. It would authorize up to $15 million a year, and it would establish an emergency fund to accept private donations. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.